At the 2013 InfoAg conference, I'm visiting with Dave Scott with Geosys. And Dave, we'd like to learn about the company, the services that you're offering. So let's start with the company itself. Tell us a little bit about this company and what it does.
Well, Geosys is a leading company in the precision ag business. We're really a company focused around providing precision ag tools for agronomists. We're primarily an agronomy-based company with excellent, robust tools that we've put together to help agronomists make better decisions out in the field and basically any stakeholder that is working with agriculture. And so we really use the latest technology in agronomy and in GIS and information systems to bring together solutions that supplement primarily a grower's operation. So we're not actually making those decisions for a grower. Our tools are meant to give the producer or the decision maker the options to, you know, the best information to make their own decisions. And so at the end of the day, you know, that's our purpose. We've been in business for 25 years. We're global in nature. Offices in Brazil, Australia, Europe, and here in the United States. And we do business in 50 countries.
Well, when you talked about information, if I understand right, basically you have a database of information that is used to help your customers, like you said, make the decisions for theirs down to the specific farm level, right?
Yes, correct. We have a database on satellite imagery because that's our primary tool that we're using, and it in as much as it is the most effective tool for measuring variability in a field, both during the growing season and in off years. You can measure the soil variability, but we have 10 years of satellite imaging built up around the world, and that's huge. That's a lot of data. Visual files, as you know, are very spacious, take up a lot of memory. So that is the kind of the foundation of what we offer, and then being able to take that, build the algorithms to it, and then process it and deliver visual tools that will act as either a substrate for a a conventional solution or a precision ag, variable rate solution. That's where we play.
Well, if I'm a farmer and want to, subscribe to the Geosys service, I'm going to be doing planting, and then once I've got that crop planted, I've got a season to go through where I may need to do certain kinds of applications up until I harvest it. Describe basically what that system is going to offer me as a subscriber.
Sure. Well, if you're not engaged in variable rate farming, you're just looking for more information on your fields. Well, we can help you. We've got, with our mapping, we can tell you what's going on in that field for soil. We can tell you past crop performance in that field. So we can, if you're looking for variety selection on corn or soybeans or frankly any crop, you'll be able to take that and say, okay, there's a lot of variability in this field. I'm going to obviously need crop variety, seed variety that can handle variability. And so that's a tool. You can also make decisions on where to plant certain crops. If there's fields that are really high in organic matter, poor drainage, maybe you want to plant a crop that will handle that. So on a lower end of entry into this whole world of high-tech farming, there's still ways you can use those tools. If you're somewhere on the paradigm or the spectrum in between, you've got all the bells and whistles and what I just mentioned, there's still ways that you can use the tools on splitting up your field. And it's really about, you know, variability in that field. Everybody's got variability. So how you handle the variability and what you do with it. So let's say you do have the ability to vary the rate of either fertilizer or seed or both. Then you can start making decisions on where to put things. How can I carve up this field and make it rock and roll? And we're talking about, you know, producing more crop with either the same amount or less inputs. And that's really the definition of sustainability is how can I produce more crop with less inputs? And so if you can go out in the field and push those good parts of the field with either more fertilizer or more seed or any, you know, fungicide, whatever you're going to do, and lift the entire output of that whole field, that's another application. A third would be, let's say you're a grower looking to expand your operation, and you want to find fields that match what you're looking for with your kind of your you know, growing plan or your cropping plan. Fields that have been, you know, analyzed from a prescription farming basis, there's more data out there on that field. So if you're going to rent it or buy it, the more info you have, the more you know, going to know what that field's worth. So, and I could go on and on, but there are all kinds of applications of, you know, that these tools and at different degrees.
How about from the standpoint of, as a subscriber then, how do I access this information? What's the kind of the mechanism that lets me do that? And, you know, do you have things like, you know, is it mobile friendly to be able to do this, for example?
Sure. So really all you need is internet service. We'd prefer that, you know, not to be dial-up. Some of our tools still do have, you know, a certain requirement for the browser. But, you know, we're trying to adapt to everything. Right now, you know, we go to market through retailers, through large corporations, and to large growers. So if you're a grower looking to use this, you can access this through the internet. It is cloud-based. So there's no downloading of data storage onto your, you know, either laptop or personal computer. To your question about remote tools, we've developed a tool for the market to help introduce farmers to something we call crop health monitoring. We've launched a tool in Australia called Croptical. And Croptical is a handheld mobile application that you can actually buy through Apple's iStore in Australia. And it will help a grower to actually follow the progress of a field or multiple fields with this application. It's fun to use. It's an interface that, you know, my kids probably could figure out faster than me. But no, it's easy to use, and it's got some neat visual interfaces, and gives a farmer a really practical tool to follow the progress of the field.
So, getting back to, I'm a farmer. I want to subscribe to the GeoSys service because I think it sounds great. What's going to be their main point of contact to be able to do that?
Sure. So, you know, here in the U.S., our office is in Plymouth, Minnesota, and they can get a hold of me or our general manager there, Norm Davey. My phone number is 763-248-9906, and my email is david.scott@geosys.com. We have our headquarters is in Toulouse, France. Our founder and CEO, Damon Lepuche, founded the company in the early 80s, and that's where our headquarters is located. But here in the U.S., we're based out of Plymouth, Minnesota, suburb of Minneapolis.
You did mention earlier retailers. Is that something that somebody might work with a local retailer to do?
Sure. So if a one of our current channel partners is engaged with our tools, any grower can go to one of them and access these tools through one of those tight partner relationships.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dave Scott with Geosys. We've been visiting about the service, learning about it. Glad we had this opportunity here, and we are at the 2013 InfoAg Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.